Welcome to the Cameroon Arise podcast. I'm your host, Ebanga Muriel.
African bad boy.
I'm in love with Cameroon. I'm in love with Cameroon. I'm in love with Cameroon. Number one in Africa. Cameroon, Cameroon. Land of grace. Land of naturalities. Our fatherland.
Hello, hello, my arisen ones. Welcome back to the Cameroon Arise podcast. I am your humble host, Ebanga Muriel, and it is my pleasure to be back with another episode of the Cameroon Arise podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in once more for another episode. I don't take your loyalty lightly, and I'm so very grateful for your support. The Cameroon Arise podcast exists solely to empower and enlighten Cameroonians worldwide to arise in faith, hope, and love among each other for the transformation and advancement of ourselves and consequently our fatherland. With each episode, we bring ourselves closer to being successful by looking in the mirror and confronting ourselves first. The future of Cameroon lies in the hands of its people. It is my firm belief that the future of Cameroon will only be a good one if the people of Cameroon become a better people first. There's so many things we would all like to see in Cameroon. Like any other country, the citizens of Cameroon want a better economy, more job opportunities, better schools for our children, better and cleaner roads, and a government that does what is right by the people. But in order for all these great things to one day be our reality, do you know who needs to arise in being better people? We, the same Cameroonians. No one is going to come and save us. No outside help is coming to deliver us. The future of Cameroon lies in the hands of we ourselves. And in order for it to be a good future, we have to be good people. We have to shed the past burdens of hate, anger, jealousy, greed, and selfishness. We have to arise in faith and hope that a better Cameroon can even exist. We have to arise in love among each other. We have to arise in wisdom and adopt a better vision for ourselves and our country. And in order to get all this done, we have to be more self-aware and more spiritually aware of our own faults and our shortcomings. We like to point fingers at the government workers who are pocketing money that should be used for the economy. But if we were given the opportunity to take over some of these government positions, most of us would not do any better. Most of us say we would do a better job of running the country if we were given the opportunity to. But how can that be true when we're not even better people within ourselves? You think just because you came from poverty and lack that you would do a better job at running the country than Paul Biya and everyone he has in his pocket? The reality is that Paul Biya and his people were once simple people like us. Before the power and position, they were children growing up in the same Cameroon like the rest of us. They grew up in the same patterns of hate, jealousy, and greed like the rest of us. So would you really be any different than them? If you became an elected official today, what would stop you from abusing your power just like Paul Biya and the rest? What would stop you from trying to wipe out your enemies like Paul Biya has been doing for 3+ decades? What would keep you from being bought by France just like Paul Biya? What would force you to take care of all the citizens of Cameroon who elected you instead of only taking care of yourself and your loved ones? What would make you carry out new and fresh ideas as an elected official instead of simply running the country the way it already is? The truth is that the way things are is a lot easier to maintain than change. Change is hard. Change forces you to have to look in the mirror and be different in order to maintain it. So yeah, it's understandable that things could stay the way that they are right now simply because it's hard to change. Paul Biya has outlived many of his compatriots. A lot of government officials have died and long been replaced, but we still see that issues that should be taken care of are not being taken care of. The next person just steps into that role and does more of the same thing the previous person did. Why? Because the problem is not position being filled. The problem is the type of person filling the position. The harsh reality of the people of Cameroon is that we lack morale and integrity. Many Cameroonians think their problem is that they lack money or status, but our real problem is that we lack morale. I'm sure I just upset someone with that, but if you're upset in hearing me saying Cameroonians lack morale, then you're only proving me right. Morale relates to good and acceptable behavior among society. When a person lacks morale, they call that person immoral. Immoral is not a word that you hear a lot to describe Cameroonians, but you hear another word that is very closely related to immoral. And that word is corrupt. Corruption in Cameroon is rampant. In fact, corruption in Cameroon is damn near a law of the land. Both on ground and abroad, corruption is no longer looked down upon. It's simply a way of life now for Cameroonians. That's just the way we are, is what we say. But it's still wrong. And the only way it can be rampant as it is if the people of Cameroon are indeed immoral. So if it vexes you that I'm saying Cameroonians lack morale, just grow up and accept that painful truth as I have. No bikosh, na correction. I'm coming in hot today, y'all. No time for pleasantries. Today's episode is titled Arise with Integrity. What is integrity, you ask? Integrity is the practice of being honest and having strong moral principles. Integrity is being consistent and uncompromising in moral, ethical principles. When you walk in integrity, your yes is yes and your no is no. You keep your word, and even if you can't keep your word, you are remorseful in going back on your word. It's one thing to be honest when you're speaking or dealing with others, but integrity goes beyond that. Integrity is when a person is honest and trustworthy even behind closed doors. Cameroon, it is time to arise with integrity. Lack of integrity is frustrating us daily. We don't trust each other even small. You can have a niece or nephew that you genuinely love back home, but you can't trust them because you're so used to the corrupt way of life back home. You're used to your loved ones taking from you or lying to you, not because you did anything to them, but just as a way of life. You're used to hearing lies before hearing the truth. You're used to being stolen from. The last thing you expect out of your friends and relatives back home is truth and honesty. You're used to everyone coming around to take advantage of you in some way, shape, or form. It's exhausting. How can we expect good to befall us as Cameroonians when we're always cheating, lying, scamming, and being so corrupt? How far can we expect to go in life when corruption is our primary way of life? At a certain point, we have to ask ourselves these questions. We have to ask why we go to church multiple times a week but lie without remorse, as if the Bible doesn't condemn a lying tongue. Is it that we take God for a fool? Men and women of God would rather mislead their congregations for profit than to lead their congregations with integrity, as if their Bible doesn't clearly say that Satan is the father of all lies. What happened to us? How did we, as the people of Cameroon, become this way? And more importantly, why do we feel this is normal? It's not normal. It may be human nature to tell lies here and there, but it is certainly not normal for it to be a way of life. So then why do we do it? Well, it's simple. We do it for survival. At the end of the day, Cameroon is a third world country, and the vast majority of its people live well below the poverty line. We don't think anything is wrong with cheating, lying, or scamming, because in our minds, we're simply trying to survive. And yes, sometimes surviving is a lot easier when you're being corrupt. Cameroonians are not the first to be corrupt. America is corrupt. France is definitely corrupt. And even Jesus was killed by corrupt people. So look how long corruption has been around, right? There's nothing new about corruption at all. And we feel we're justified in living corrupt lives because we simply want to survive. We want to be able to provide for our families and for ourselves. And we feel that being immoral is the only way to do that, because you don't see successfully moral people often. Politicians are notorious liars. They will say and sometimes do anything to obtain and maintain their political power. The world of politics is sustained by lies. So much so that when an honest person does come to run for office, they either lose woefully or they start compromising their morals in order to win. Even in the church, you rarely see a successful pastor who wasn't living some version of a corrupt life prior to their success. Not to talk of the ones that continue living a corrupt life despite their calling. It seems like we can't name even one person who is rich and successful while also being completely moral and living a life of integrity. But there's more to life than living a life that lacks morals. I know for me, I was tired of saying I believe in God while also lying all the time. But from the moment I decided to live an honest life, I've been more blessed and less stressed. Okay, there's a reason lying is considered a bad thing. For one, it robs you of your peace. Instead of being relaxed, you're hoping that your lie doesn't get discovered. Instead of having a free conscience, you're guilty because you know you lied. In fact, in order to not think about your lie, you have to lie to yourself that your lie was not a big deal. Like, it's exhausting. And what makes it worse is the way life puts you in certain situations in which lying seems like the only option. A perfect example of this is applying for a job. Lying on your resume almost seems like a prerequisite for obtaining a good job these days. Have you all noticed that? You're pretty much put in a position to lie about your skills just to be able to look better on paper than the other applicants. Because there are probably 20 people applying for this one coco job. It's horrible, actually. And there are many such instances like this in life where we all succumb to lying just to be able to push forward in life. But understand that the easiest life you will ever live is the life in which your yes is yes and your no is no. A life of integrity is a life without fear. Fear is the true driving force behind being immoral. You are afraid that you won't get what you need, so you lie to get it. You don't trust yourself, and you certainly don't trust your God. You only trust the lie. 99% of people who lie are just afraid. They're afraid of what the truth might do, and they rather deal with the repercussions of a lie than the repercussions of the truth. No one talks about these things, so we don't even really think about it. But you know what, Cameroon? We can do better. I dare say that we must do better. Why? Because we want a better Cameroon, don't we? We want government officials who do right by us, don't we? We want the money allocated to better roads to be used for making our roads better, don't we? We want a better education system for our children, do we not? We want teachers to teach our students with joy. We don't want to continue having to live a fear-based life and lying every day to make ends meet. Not even to have a thriving life, just to make ends meet? That doesn't seem like a way. It is essential that we stop the cycles of corruption among Cameroonians by arising with integrity. Cameroonians are not animals. We are not barbarians. We are more than capable of living a life of truth and integrity. We are more than capable of being trustworthy. We are more than capable of not lying to each other. We are more than capable of not cheating each other. We are beyond capable of living an honest life behind closed doors. It's just a matter of choice. Choose ye this day which way you want to live your life. Whether you choose to continue lacking morals or you choose to arise with integrity is up to you. But as for me and my house, we will arise with integrity. And don't hate on us when you see us prospering as we live a life of integrity. Because the only person keeping you from reaping the benefits of a life of integrity is you. So choose wisely, my arisen ones. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Cameroon Arise podcast this week. Take care. This is the Cameroon Arise podcast. We exist solely to enlighten and empower Cameroonians worldwide to arise in faith, arise in hope, and arise in love among each other for the transformation and advancement of our fatherland. I am your humble host, Ebanga Muriel, and I look forward to you listening again. God bless you.
It is time to arise, my people, rise and shine. My kings, my queens of our fatherland. You hold the future in your hands, so let's arise and shine one time. Cause time no day, Mama Africa, Mama Africa. Say one love. Our father. she has a juice. Say one love, say one love, yeah. My Africa, Mama Africa. Say one love, one love,
yeah. I'm in love with Cameroon.
Love your brother as you love yourself.